About 10 years ago, awareness for global warming began and stirred call for clean, renewable energy. The United States found ethanol made from corn to be a viable option and launched the Clean Energy Act of 2005. The law pushed for increased alternative fuel production to combat global warming. By 2022, the United States wants to produce 36 billion gallons of ethanol. Compared to 2008, this is a fourfold increase. But the initiative also sparked the food versus fuel debate, where some believe that corn should be used to fight hunger and others to save the environment. Matt Wu reports on the ongoing debate for the future of ethanol for Emory News Now.
Used as a fuel, corn-based ethanol has great potential to be green by lowering certain greenhouse gases. Last year, by incorporating ethanol to gasoline, carbon dioxide emissions from transportation were reduced by 39.6 million metric tons. Imagine removing 8.4 million cars from the road for an entire year. Some argue that ethanol production is worthwhile because it promotes the planet's well-being. Emory University student Yerin Kwan shares why we should be environmentally conscious.
I believe it's important to be green because it affects both our physical and psychological well-being. Also, the environment affects our everyday lives and our future.
However, the corn grown for ethanol requires heavy fertilizer use. These fertilizers emit other greenhouse gases, but since these emissions come from the soil, they are unregulated. Iri Saikawa, an environmental health expert at Emory University, says growing corn for ethanol can produce more greenhouse gases than use of the fuel saves.
We don't have any standard for how much fertilizer can be put and what kind of fertilizer. So, like, depending on what kind of fertilizer you put in, you get different types of emissions. You can definitely get more greenhouse gas emissions.
While corn can be made into a fuel, it still has great value as a food source. Around the world, it's considered a staple of many populations. However, Saikawa explains that limited resources make growing enough corn for both food and ethanol difficult.
I don't think it would be possible to use the land for energy and then serve enough people in terms of food. There would be less food for people in the country.
In 2013, 5 billion bushels of corn were used to produce ethanol in the U.S. This would be enough to feed 500 million people for an entire year. If biofuel production continues, ultimately, corn producers will be the most impacted, says Saikawa.
That money that goes for exports don't necessarily go to farmers. If we were to do that, I guess the poor will still go poorer and more hungry.
For the moment, the federal government is committed to using corn supplies for ethanol production. Emory environmental science professor Lance Gunderson says government and business involvement in ethanol makes change difficult.
There's a link between energy and money. The economic systems are not neutral. There are preferences in terms of guiding the trajectory of development. For example, the agricultural price support system, you know, drives corn-based ethanol and supports a corn-based ethanol solution.
At the moment, the food versus fuel debate remains unresolved. The environment and hunger problems both carry weight of their own, but for now, ethanol will continue to be made. Matt Wu, Emory News Now.